And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, July 5th, 2016, getting into the week, just having the day after the 4th of July Independence Day holiday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. I'm sure you understand why. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, to nobody's surprise, FBI Director Comey came on out today and announced they are not recommending any charges be filed against Hillary Clinton. And it was one of the most bizarre speeches I've ever heard. Because basically, Comey's entire justification for saying no charges is that Hillary did not intend to do wrong, except that Title 18 does not require malicious intent. You can violate Title 18 through carelessness and negligence and be prosecuted. And basically, Comey did reveal Hillary did not, in fact, turn over all work-related emails. She did send and receive classified information on her private server that was classified when she received it. They took inadequate steps to guarantee that as servers were replaced, that the hard drives on the old ones were properly wiped. But Comey's entire justification is she didn't mean to do wrong. Therefore, we're going to let her go. Now, at this point, of course, we understand the FBI is not actually the swell bunch of people you see in film and TV. And they never really have been. Now, we immediately ran a poll on our website. Do you believe FBI Director Comey when he says there is no reason to prosecute Hillary? 99% no. Nobody is buying this. Now, Hillary and her people are still thinking about lawyers, but this is an election season, and politics is perception. And what Director Comey just did is reinforce the perception there's a major cover-up going on here. Now, of course, from Hillary's camp, they're already out there saying, well, if the FBI didn't recommend charges, then she has not broken any laws. And we should all treat her as if she's completely, perfectly innocent. Now, this is absolutely absurd. One-third of all murders in the United States remain unsolved, but nobody doubts the murders did happen. But just for the sake of argument, let's say that FBI Director Comey is right, and this whole email server security situation was all about stupidity and reckless behavior on the part of Hillary. So you need to ask yourself right now, do we need a president that stupid and that reckless holding the keys to the nuclear weapons? Now, you think about that one for a moment. We're going to take a phone call. Randy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'd like to put forward a call to Rivero's Rangers is that we need 30 people to send you one silver dime each. And then you can send it to Comey, because I think that he's pretty much earned his 30 pieces of silver.
I think that's definitely a good point. I mean, he may be seeing himself as FBI director for life like J. Edgar Hoover, or he and Loretta Lynch may just have decided that they didn't want to wind up in Fort Marcy Park. But obviously, Loretta Lynch and Comey's price was met. Remember, I've been saying all along, Hillary Clinton can blackmail the entire FBI over their part in the cover-up of the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vince Foster and a bunch of other stuff, Ron Brown and the rest of it. The FBI are not about solving crimes. They're about protecting the administration. Remember when Frederick Whitehurst went public some years ago saying the FBI's crime lab routinely altered the results of their tests to favor the prosecution and put innocent people in jail? That's the reality of the FBI.
Yeah, but I think that this is going to blow back on them very badly. I will say one thing about Comey. You know, for saying that someone is innocent, and the way that he said it would be like, if my wife caught me in bed with another woman, and I sat there and said, well, no, there's nothing really going on here. You know, I think that she would probably not believe me. And I think that that's about the same sort of defense he gave Hillary.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing about his speech. He listed all these things they found, most of which are Title 18 felony violations. And his entire justification for not recommending charges is they found no evidence she intended to do wrong. But Title 18 does not require criminal intent. You can violate Title 18 through negligence and carelessness, and Comey basically came on out and said that's what Hillary did, at the very least.
Well, they need to go ahead and issue a pardon and an apology to Petraeus.
And not just him. We've got another example of somebody who was convicted on doing exactly what Hillary Clinton did. But in their case, oh, we're going to prosecute. I mean, basically, Director Comey and Hillary have sent a message that Hillary is too big to jail. She must be protected. You will love the Empress Hillary. But you're right. It's going to backflash, because this is going to enrage the American people who've had it up to here with cover-ups and crimes.
Yeah, and it would be like this whole thing with Comey. You know, it's like, there's a massive turd in the punch bowl, but he's telling us, hey, it's okay to drink.
Yeah, just drink around it.
Yeah. That's about all I got to say today.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here. Article coming out of Fox News, no less, John Fund, saying that had Director Comey taken questions after his statement, which he did not, there are some questions that would have been asked, where Comey said anyone in Hillary Clinton's position would have at least faced administrative or other sanctions for the behavior. Why wasn't it done? Comey said the handling of top secret classified information by Hillary Clinton and aides was extremely careless. And Title 18 does allow gross negligence as grounds for prosecution. Comey basically came on out and validated all that we have concluded based on the public record, and then turned around and said, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay for Hillary to do this kind of stuff. And I, the reaction that I've seen is anger. People are just absolutely furious. They are convinced they're seeing another one of these government cover-ups here. Now, Hillary Clinton's email operation, based on the publicly revealed records, she violated at least 6 criminal laws. And she should be prosecuted. And once again, the FBI is acting as the protectors of the Clintons. Hillary Clinton violated Title 18, Section 2232, destruction or removal of property to prevent seizure. And she violated, Title 18, Section 1512, tampering with a witness, victim, or an informant. Title 18, Section 1519, destruction, alteration, or falsification of records in federal investigations. Title 18, Section 1519. Oh, I'm sorry, I just said that one. Title 18, Section 2071, concealment or removal or mutilation generally. And let's see, Title 18, Section 641, public money, property, or records. Title 18, Section 793, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information. Now, remember, we've got her cold on Section 793 because of that email Hillary Clinton sent to Jacob Sullivan ordering him to strip the classification headings off a document and send it to her by non-secure means. And it doesn't matter why she did it. It doesn't matter what was in the document. It doesn't even matter if Jacob Sullivan refused to do it. The issuance of that order is the felony violation. And Director Comey seems to think, well, this is okay. I mean, she didn't mean harm. Now, the State Department is already out there firing back, because to protect Hillary, Comey basically came on out and painted a picture of, well, everybody at the State Department was being reckless and careless. Hillary was no worse than anybody else, and the State Department's already come out and said, we reject Comey's suggestion of institutional lax security. So the fingers are pointing, and this is going to have all kinds of problems. ABC 8 over in Virginia ran a poll, said 82% Hillary Clinton should be criminally prosecuted. We're going to take a phone call. Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I'm trying to think of the guy in Arkansas that was the that taught Bill and Hillary all their thing. He was in special forces. God, I'm trying to. Larry Nichols.
Larry Nichols, yes.
Yeah, Larry Nichols said he's been on Alex Jones recently, and he's been saying the Clintons just have the dirt on everybody. You know,
that's right. They
that's
do.
The reason they're not moving.
That's absolutely right, and we've been hearing for months now through various sources that Hillary Clinton has sent a message that if she is not made the president of the United States of America, she's going to start ruining careers and possibly bring down the entire federal government. At this point, bringing down the entire federal government would be preferable to having Hillary in that Oval Office.
When you look at
all the things that she has done to get that power, it's an indicator of what she's going to do with that power once she has it.
Look up Hillary's genealogy. She comes from the Rodham de Grey family. You know, very powerful aristocratic, right back to Margaret Rodham de Grey. You know, and born 1571. You know, just.
Yep. Well, you know, I don't know how much focus we should put on that.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to look at what Hillary is doing today, what she and Bill Clinton have been doing for the last quarter of a century. And
right.
The evidence is out there. I mean, especially the one about Title 18, Section 793. The evidence is out there that she should be charged for that crime. Comey is executing a cover-up. The FBI is protecting the Clintons once again because the Clintons can blackmail the FBI over their role in previous Clinton cover-ups.
But do you think Paul Ryan or McConnell or any of these rhinos are in Congress are going to do anything? They won't do anything.
No, they're banding together to get Trump out of that GOP nomination.
Right.
Because
yeah, the rats.
They want to put somebody in as the GOP nominee that Hillary can steamroller over. And even Hillary's worst enemies are protecting her right now, just out of concern for their own office and their own paycheck and the perks. They're thinking their own self-interest for which they are willing to sell this country into absolute dictatorship.
Sure, I mean during when Obama, they Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell gave him everything he wanted and billions more he didn't even ask for.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no difference between the two parties except the colors and the decoration. That's it. They're all a bunch of sociopathic money junkies, and that's what's going on. Anyway, listen, we got a bunch of calls waiting here. Charles, thank you very much for the phone call. Let's switch over to Joanne in Wyoming. Aloha, Joanne. What's on your mind?
Michael, this whole thing with the FBI and the Hillary Clinton indictment not going down has really upset me, and I'm thinking, is there any hope? Do we have any hope? Is anything ever going to be done in this country for the righteous people?
Not within the system. The system is out to protect itself. It's totally corrupt top to bottom. We're going to have to wait it out and let it tear itself apart the way the old Soviet Union did.
Okay, so the other thing, from what I understand, that she went to Barack, and I guess she's got dirt on everybody and everything last 25, 35 years.
She and Bill Clinton know where all the dead bodies are buried and how they got to be dead bodies.
And she said that she would bring the whole country down if she wasn't made to be the president of the United States. Now, my opinion is bring it down. It needs to be restarted. Everything is such a lie.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, other thing I want to tell you, I want to talk one moment about Fast and Furious. I live in Mexico, and about 4 years ago, I was walking down to the plaza. It was like only three or four blocks, and we happened to walk by a cop shop, which we did every day. And on that particular day, there was a black tarp in front of the outside on the street and went halfway into the street from the sidewalk to the street, and I looked and I said, oh my God, they had mucho weapons, big guns, ammunition, everything. And I thought, I should cross the street because this is weird. I don't feel comfortable. And which we didn't do. We walked through it in the field, and as we walked through, two cops looked at us, and they were hustling, and they were on their cell phone. But what I thought it was like a showcase for guns and ammunition that could be bought. Now, that was my... No, really, that's what I thought. And the yes. police were acting weird. It was all kinds of guns. It just, I'm just so frustrated right now. I don't know what to do. I don't vote. The last time I voted was for Barack. I was an idiot. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And then the next
well,
day on
like
the bus.
Well, it's not like we had much of a choice. I mean, you know, with Obama well, and McCain. And nope. that's just...
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. I listen to your program every day. And I want to say I hope we have hope for America. But, you know, it's looking dimmer and darker every day. But
it really I'm does. But you know something? I think what's going to happen is the American people who were desperately clinging to this illusion of a nation of justice and laws just got the ICE challenge right in the face.
And right, and if they do some crazy shit to Trump, excuse my language,
yeah,
if they do some crazy at the convention, then that will, I would hope. I don't want it to go down like that, but I would really hope that it would be a knock over everybody's head that says, why even have these elections? What's the point?
Well, the elections are a theater pageant that's put on to convince us we still have some say in the running of this nation. But it's become very apparent, especially this primary season, that no, it's all a sham. So that when the new rulers are anointed, we will sit there and do as we're told, because somehow or other, you know, we're told the majority of us voted for this disaster. More war, more poverty, more spying,
yeah.
more dictatorship.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. I appreciate you every single day. Keep up the good work, and adios, amigo.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. George, aloha. What's on your mind?
Well, how are you doing, Mike? I hope you enjoyed your 4th of July weekend.
I did. We had a ringside seat to the Navy's fireworks show over Pearl Harbor last night, and it was pretty spectacular.
Well, anyway, looking at how the FBI and the, you know, first thing, you know, I think why they're not pursuing charges with Hillary Clinton, you know, there's a thing is about being a president, I think, that people don't realize. You can delegate authority, but you can't delegate responsibility. Because if this thing were to really go to trial, Barack Obama would be implicated in this, too.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we already know that he knew Hillary was using a private email server, and he failed to take action. And, yeah, I mean, they're all caught up in this thing, and that's why they're all circling the wagons, you know, trying to preserve what's left of their careers. But I think all they've succeeded in doing is angering and energizing the opposition to Hillary's campaign.
Well, but anyway, but you know the thing, I've seen what happened to Hillary. I think we got to apologize, not only Richard Petraeus, but also Richard Nixon, and even the Rosenbergs who were put to death for selling secrets to the Soviets. I mean, they
Absolutely.
Did far less, and they got executed, and Hillary did far more than what the Rosenbergs did.
Yeah, we don't know the scale of what she did, but again, one really strong motive for Director Comey to try and call a halt to all investigations is if I am right and Hillary was selling U.S. secrets through that weak email server and using her foundation to collect and launder the payments, that's a scandal that could bring the entire government crashing down. Okay?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
At this point, I'm willing to consider it as an option. George, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I just got a bit of a challenge in the email. We need to come up with a new explanation of what the letters FBI really mean. And so this listener is just saying, yeah, let's throw that open. If you've got a good explanation for what FBI means, you need to send it on in, and we'll just pick the winners and put it up there. I had Foolish Bumbling Idiots. This person sent in Funny Business Incorporated. So let your imaginations have free reign right now as to the real meaning of FBI. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hope you had a good 4th of July weekend.
I did.
I wanted to ask you a question regarding this whole Hillary situation, and this is because I know that I live in San Antonio and there's 5 military bases here, so it's highly improbable that you will not know someone in the military. And sometimes you get to know these people who are colonels and majors and whatnot, and they you know in confidence they tell you that they would refuse orders by someone like Hillary Clinton, and I'm asking myself, like, is this how they're going to break America up? Is this how it's going to go down? Is this why it's going this way? Because the object of it all is to break up this country?
Well, I don't think the object is to break up this country. In fact, there's a new push to create the North American Union. And I think, again, the globalists still want a one-world government, one-world private central bank, to which we will all be slaves. And I don't think they've given up on that. What we are seeing, of course, is that all of the economies of the earth have to be crushed down to the lowest common denominator before they can start dropping those borders. Because otherwise, people will be moving to the better places from the not-so-good places, so they have to make everything equally not-so-good, so there really isn't a reason to leave home.
Okay. Understandable. That makes a whole lot more sense than, but what happens to our military prowess? I mean, obviously you have private military contractors that work for, wealth benefits or compensation in gold and whatnot. But then there are the other patriotic side of things, and those people outnumber and we're highly, highly well armed in this nation. So I mean, this just seems like an impossible task for them to take on.
Well, again, I would like to avoid any kind of bloody direct confrontation on the streets of America. And right now, the government is trying to justify declaring all military veterans mentally ill to take the guns away from them because they do represent an already trained up force. How effective that will be in the event of a confrontation, I really don't know, because you'll have people who still have guns will be sharing them with those experienced veterans.
But Mike, what you say all the time is true. You know, if they don't control the ground, they can't control the country. I mean, and you're talking about controlling the entire earth. There's not enough. I mean, unless they have this robotic army somewhere, which I don't put it past anybody, you know, nowadays with all the things that we've found out, especially, you know, through the Panama Papers and whatnot, you know.
Alex, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're coming up on a commercial break here. Let me respond to that. Okay, you are correct. The government has never had enough military people to control the population. They control the population with illusion, lies, fraud, and deception, so that you will do what they want you to do and think it's of your own free will. That's how they have been controlling the population. Once that illusion is shattered, once people understand it's all been a gigantic hoax, things are going to start falling apart pretty quick.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate your time, and God bless you, and be well.
All right. Well, thank you very much here. We're coming up on another commercial break. We still have another phone call waiting that we'll take as soon as we come back from these words.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the suggestions for what FBI actually stands for are pouring on in. And I'm going to be posting them in the Reader's Letters page following the conclusion of today's show. Let's go back to the phones. Donna in New Mexico. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you?
Fine.
I have a new title for the FBI director.
Oh, good. Keep it clean.
It's clean. FBI director Kumitos or Comitos or everybody else's
name. I like that one.
I just want to say that, I mean, the internet's on fire today, as we obviously know. Everyone's on top of this. Nobody is buying this story. Everyone's connecting the dots, how quickly all this came down between the attorney, between Lynch meeting with Clinton on the tarmac, and then the FBI clearing her before they even had time to read the report or come down to any conclusions. I mean, boom, boom, boom. And now I watched Obama with Clinton, and it's clear they despise each other. Their body language just speaks volumes about that. But as I was watching Obama in North Carolina, he went from being the what I call the, I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way, he always speaks in a white, what we call a white kind of, you know, tone. And he like Hillary, he adjusts his dialect to fit his audience. And all of a sudden, he was talking like somebody I'd never even heard before, trying to affect, you know, I don't know. It's just crazy. It's crazy, all the stuff that's going on. Nobody I know believes any of this stuff. Both of the, if he's the liar in chief, what is she going to be?
Oh, much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
Much, much worse. No question about it.
That's really all I had to say. It's just so obvious. It's in our faces. And, you know, it's very scary.
It is very scary. It's a very, very, very dark time here. All righty. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, I want to mention a name here, and it's Brian Nishimura. And he was found guilty of violating Title 18, Section 793. And what he did was he copied information off of the secure networks that are not connected to the general internet, and he put them on his own portable device, which Director Comey said Hillary had done. And Nishimura got 2 years of probation, a $7,500 fine, forfeiture of all personal media, and a permanent ban on ever holding a security clearance again. Now, Nishimura was a naval reservist deployed to Afghanistan in 2007-2008. And in his role as a regional engineer for the U.S. military in Afghanistan, he had access to classified briefings and digital records that can only be viewed on the secure government networks. But he just copied it onto his own. And by the way, under the rules, when Hillary Clinton stopped being Secretary of State, all classified documents were to be returned to their originating agencies. And yet, when the FBI examined her server, they found they were still there, long after she had lost the authorization to be in possession of them. And Comey admitted that as well. And Hillary gets a get-out-of-jail-free card, while Nishimura, you know, got probation and a fine and a ban on ever holding a security clearance again. Now, there are other scandals that are starting to loom. And apparently, during her deposition, Huma Abedin admitted Hillary Clinton was burning the daily State Department schedules, putting them in a burn bag for destruction. Those records are required to be kept. They're under the federal records rule, and they are kept to basically have a diary of who was meeting who at what time. And Huma Abedin was saying Hillary Clinton was burning this stuff. Hillary Clinton was clearly much more concerned with her privacy and security than that of the nation itself. And even Richard Nixon knew better than to destroy the tapes. But Hillary deleted those 30,000 emails, and Comey admitted some of those 30,000 emails were not personal private to Hillary Clinton. They were State Department work-related emails that should have been turned over to the investigators and were not. I mean, Comey came on out and laid a case for Hillary being charged and then said, but we're not going to charge her. Talk about the arrogance of power. We're seeing all these articles coming out on places like Blacklisted News. The Clinton crime mafia back in full force. And talking again, you need to look at the Clintons' history, all of it, all the way back to Little Rock, Arkansas, to understand what an absolute disaster it will be for the United States of America if Hillary Clinton is allowed to steal that Oval Office. Now, there's a building movement within the Democrats to force the issue of fraud in the primaries. There's already talk about Occupy the DNC. They're expecting huge crowds around the Wells Fargo Center. Same thing's happening over on the GOP side in anticipation of an attempt to kick Donald Trump out. And the police are already saying, we're just going to be doing mass arrests. If you're there and we don't want you to be there, you're going to get arrested. Locked up in a cage somewhere. This is going to be a very, very violent convention season. Now, there's another article over at Brass Check TV. There is yet another lawsuit that's been filed regarding primary fraud in California. The lawsuit seeks to block the certification of the election based on the very simple fact of all those uncounted provisional ballots. And there are more of those uncounted ballots than votes for Hillary. Now, legally, the only time provisional ballots are not counted is when there are too few of them to affect the final outcome. In this case, we've got the reverse situation. Those provisional ballots could easily put Bernie Sanders into the lead, and they're just refusing to count them. And so this latest lawsuit is, if these ballots are not counted, then the election cannot be certified. We're starting to see hashtag Hillary cheated all over social media. And basically, there's a growing awareness. Hillary Clinton stole the nomination away from Bernie Sanders with massive election fraud, by purchasing the superdelegates, by colluding with the corporate news media. That came out in one of the released emails, hacked from the DNC server. And one supporters of Bernie Sanders have now filed a lawsuit against the Democratic National Committee and its chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, for fraud and negligence during the primaries. Under DNC rules, the Democratic National Committee and the chairperson are supposed to remain unbiased and objective and let the people choose the nominee. This primary season, they weren't even trying to hide the fact. They were Hillary supporters going in, coming out, up and down, back and forth. And they're not supposed to do that by their own rules. And if we have a candidate that willing to break all the rules and ignore all the laws, we do not dare allow that person the power of the Oval Office. Hillary Clinton as president is going to make Richard Nixon look like a choir boy. And there's now a new documentary out called Uncounted, talking about that California primary and how all these people who wanted to vote for Bernie Sanders, who got caught in the non-declared party, and they were all given provisional ballots, and the actual instruction manual to the poll workers was literally telling the people, don't offer crossover ballots, just give them provisional ballots. And then the provisional ballots simply were not counted. And there's a documentary out about that. Okay, now let's take another phone call. Jason in Massachusetts, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I can hear the passion in your voice, Michael. You and I have spoken, I believe, I've called in two times over the last week and a half since I've become a dedicated fan, and suffice it to say, you're a little agitated. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, like I said, I was expecting this to happen, but I'm still very annoyed about it. Yeah.
Y'all were. Okay, so my point is this. I usually call up and just give my normal talking points because I know that those talking points are going to speak directly to what I not only want to call... Excuse me, hold on. Sorry, my phone just went crazy. Am I still on the air?
You're still on the air.
Okay, sorry for that blip. Anyway, I'll get to the point. I normally come up with my talking points that are directly designed for your audience, which is my people and your people and Dr. Bill Deagle and Stat Miller and everyone else on the station. You guys get it, okay? So I want to make a little bit of a different point today, and I'm going to speak slowly, and I am a ranter, as you know, so please interrupt and interject accordingly. The first coup d'etat that happened in the United States, the first communist revolution, happened in 1933, when they organized our own bankruptcy. Am I correct in that assessment?
Well, it's a little more complex than to say it was a communist revolution. It was a confluence. Actually, it was more of a fascist revolution because
right.
The bankers were trying to force a system back under their control, the way the first and second banks of the United States had done. And you need
That's
to understand... From both a political and economic point of view, communism and fascism are exact opposite ends of the spectrum. So what happened in 1933, the coup against Roosevelt was clearly fascistic in nature.
Correct. Okay. So I worded that a little bit differently than I wanted to for radio purposes. I'll move on to point two, and then my end point will be point three. The hard coup d'etat came with the assassination of JFK. And that accomplished two major things for the globalists. One, they were able to do their first really big traumatic mind control event, because everyone, I wasn't born then, but everyone remembers where they were when JFK was assassinated, and there were always the clouds of conspiracies and this and that. At this point, we all know to a certain degree what happened, but we know that it was dirty. And that was the hard coup d'etat. And then you get the Bush seniors, and, you know, Reagan was... I liked a lot of what Reagan did, but Reagan was controlled. So let me... I know, you know, I don't want to hog time, so let me get to the third point. They're doing their third hard push now. If we have people like Hillary Clinton getting away with things like this, and Bill, you know, all of them, after all of this garbage, after all these years, and if the American public has been so anesthetized to the fact that they can't see, and they're victims, I'm not blaming them. All I'm saying to you right now on the air is that they're poisoning us for either one, total slavery, or two, a revolution. And that revolution is represented by Donald Trump. I support him 1,000%. So, to avoid...
Well, here's the problem. We're already slaves. And thinking back to yesterday being Independence Day, one of the major issues that led to the American Revolution was taxation without representation. And now we are learning that, in point of fact, our votes don't matter anymore. We've been completely disenfranchised. It's a bunch of people inside this club that hand the throne back and forth between the Bushes and the Clintons, and they're not listening to us in how our money should be spent. So we're right back in that situation of taxation without representation.
Correct. And that's why there are, when I go into, I am someone who's 32 years old, and, you know, I'm pretty well-versed in social media. No one is voting for Hillary Clinton. There are these things called, and I would encourage your listeners, I don't know if they go on YouTube. Hopefully they don't watch television. That would, and most of them, I'm sure, don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch all of my Trump rallies on live feeds on YouTube, and there are things, you know, chat rooms, like rapid. Are you familiar with this, Michael?
Yeah, I am. And those chat rooms, of course, get loaded up with, you know, hired posters. We saw that this morning on Reddit, where as soon as Comey came on out there, I mean, all of the channels there were out there saying, well, see, Hillary was innocent. And no, that's not what Director Comey said. He listed all the things she was guilty of and then just said, we're not going to prosecute.
Exactly, because he had... There is certainly internal influence, to say the least. And I know I'm on public radio, so I'm going to be nice in the way I say it. But at the very least, there is internal influence. The reason that I am so angry is not that these people are getting away with it. Of course I'm angry, and we are all angry, and you're angry that they're getting away with it. But it's the complacency of the general public. But then when you know what I know, when you look at all the chemtrails and the GMOs and the public education and everything has been taken over incrementally over decades, we've been cultivated like cows, and I just really
That's
hope,
exactly right. That's exactly right. That you, that was the theme in that video we did I can't even remember the name of the video. I did it to one of Claire's music about... Under the New World Order is what it was called. And that was exactly the point. We're all being treated like we're livestock. You will eat this food. You will not eat that food. You will have this medication. You will not have that medication. You will go here. You will do as you're told. We're going to harvest wealth and new workers and soldiers from you. And that's how they're treating us.
I would love to get the rest of your comments off the air, but could I hang on with your producer and give him my email so that he could send me that video link directly?
Well, if you can contact me through the WRH at whatreallyhappened.com, and I'll send you the link. It's up on YouTube. It's easy enough to find. But we're going to let you go here because we're running out of time, and we've got a whole line of phone calls to get through, and we're going to go to Paul in Montana, and I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Go ahead.
You're on the air.
Are you there?
Yes.
I can see you, but I can't hear you.
Okay, well, you're on the air, and I guess there's an issue with the phone line.
I'll make it really quick. Bolsheviks. The Rothschild sent the Bolsheviks into Tsar Nicholas. How many times have they done it since then? And is the same thing happening now? Wave two fingers if you heard me.
Okay. What's going on here, you will find some of the greediest people on earth supporting socialism, because if everybody is driven down to a common level of poverty, that means there is more wealth out there for the money junkies to take. And that's what motivates them all. Paul, we're going to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die.
not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Ralph in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ralph, are you there? Ralph, are you there? Okay, we're going to leave Ralph, and we're going to go over to Al in Delaware. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First of all, I've called in your show previously. Thank you for having me on as a guest. Well, a call-in guest. I'm a Homeland Security expert here in the state of Delaware, and I've been watching all these things unfold very carefully, and I honestly think that we're on the edge of a system-sanctioned false flag operation to get the American people to forget about what criminal acts Hillary has created. If you can remember, we don't have to look too far into the distant past to find out that these things actually happen when the system gets in a pinch. Last time that President Clinton was in a little bit of a legal pinch, what happened? Oklahoma City. The last time that the news reported that President Obama gave ISIS weapons in Syria in clear violation of all federal laws and everything else, what happened the very next day? We had a alleged shooting in Oregon. So yes. I honestly think that we are very close to something the system may green light in the coming days.
To take the media focus off the fact that Hillary got a get-out-of-jail-free card. I remember when Monica Lewinsky was testifying before Congress about that whole mess, and she walked out expecting to be met by the media, but Bill Clinton had launched cruise missile attacks into a couple of Middle Eastern countries, supposedly to target biological weapons labs, which turned out to be an aspirin factory, and the American taxpayer not only paid for those million-a-shot cruise missiles, they had to pay to replace that aspirin factory.
Right, exactly. So I think everyone needs to have their eyes and their ears open that, the American government is sponsoring terror domestically and abroad. And even if it's here domestically, it might even be a false flag, which does not really actually happen like Sandy Hook, or could actually be a real one. So there needs to be a distinction in the minds of the American people. People need to wake up and see what's going on. And
yeah,
that's all my comments for.
Well, thank you very much for the comment. And we're going to let you go here, but you're absolutely right. Anytime there's a political disaster, the U.S. shifts the attention. Remember the Beirut bombing? And 24 hours later, the U.S. invaded Grenada, changed the focus, changed the story. And yes, given the public outrage over Director Comey's announcement this morning, the media is going to need a distraction. And, that's a recurring pattern that we're seeing. All righty, let's see. We're going to start with Dustin in New Jersey. I'm probably going to have to take you through the station identification. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Those who make the rules rule. Nothing's going to happen to Hillary. People need to... This is an oligarchy. Nothing's going to happen to her. Nothing happened to Bush about lying about Iraq, covering up 9/11. This is an oligarchy, people. When are you going to realize that? Nothing will happen because these people make the laws. Those who make the laws break the law. And that's the way it is, and people need to wake up about that, period.
You're absolutely right about that. We've got more information on that same topic as we get back to hour number two. Dustin, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth, 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 truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.